I like the process of influencing. It's as important to my role as my technical skills, and it comes easily and naturally to me. Ultimately, it's all about relationships, and I find getting to know people and working with them effectively an enjoyable and fulfilling part of my job. When preparing to influence someone on an important issue, I plan my questions as much as my argument. I really want to get inside their heads, understand their drivers, their expectations, their needs, their doubts, their concerns, their goals, their targets, their pressures and deadlines. Why would they want to cooperate with this initiative? Why would they want to support it? What's in it for them? That's why I like to do my research, learn as much as I can about them in advance, then plan my questions so I can truly understand them and empathise with their point of view. My listening skills are equally as important in the process, and I pride myself on listening open-mindedly without jumping in too quickly with my ideas and solutions. I discipline myself to hold back, listen fully, and probe further before offering suggestions or perhaps a leading question. I try not to judge too quickly. I know that just because someone has a different point of view and different thinking process doesn't make them wrong. It just allows me the opportunity to broaden my own thinking and understanding. When I put my case forward, I do so in a clear and sincere way. I am structured and logical in the way I present my ideas and like to tailor the information so that it appeals to the person I'm influencing. I give thought to whether they are big picture people or detailed. Are they outcome focused or people oriented? I focus on benefits that are relevant for them and am good at finding the right levers, words and style for each individual to make them feel comfortable and open. I am neither defensive nor so deeply attached to one specific path that I'm not open to equally effective alternatives. I am flexible and open to questions, discussion, and challenge. If we can between us find a workable third option, my ego isn't so fragile that I can't explore it fully and let go of my old ideas if need be. By influencing this way, I build respect, trust, and rapport with everyone I work with, colleagues, managers, and staff alike. People are always interested to hear what I have to say, and my recommendations are often implemented.